What if your credit card could talk? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. A French security firm, Thales, is launching a credit card that talks to make transactions more secure for people with visual impairments. About 250 million people worldwide have some form of visual impairment, and in France, they're often vulnerable to fraud schemes. The new Thales credit card connects users with a phone app that verbalizes transactions. In Paris, John Lawrenson tagged along as one person tried it out.
Stephanie Cohn's white walking cane glides along a sidewalk as she navigates through a Paris suburb. Cohn lost her sight when she was 12 after a series of failed operations. Now, as an adult, for Cohn, everyday situations are often challenging, like buying a sandwich. Credit cards are not easy for visually impaired people to use because they can't always see the terminal to know where to insert their card. But the main challenge for blind people is that they can't confirm if the price the retailer keys in is accurate.
Merci.
Until now. In the R&D offices of tech firm Thales, Kung is here to test the company's new talking credit card.
Paiement de 154 euros confirmé.
It was the French who invented the chip card with its four-digit code security system. Thales is also developing a biometric credit card that can read a user's fingerprint. Pierre Palagion, the company's banking personalization program manager, says the talking credit card takes this tech one step further.
This credit card doesn't only contain a payment chip, but another piece of electronics that enables you to connect it to the user's cell phone. This connection enables the reception via Bluetooth of all the information that is displayed on the card payment
terminal. The smartphone then vocalizes that transaction through a speaker or headphones in French, English, or a number of other languages.
The transaction amount is 25 euros.
Kung says this could be a very helpful tool.
It's useful for visually impaired people like me to get the confirmation of the amount the cashier says we are paying. Because we're easy to fool, they can tap in any amount we wouldn't know.
Thales's Palagion again.
Différentes études qui ont été faites.
French studies show 9 out of 10 visually impaired people have been victims of shopkeeper fraud or error.
De la part du commerçant.
A first bank in Turkey began offering this new card to its customers in January. Others in Europe and the Americas will follow soon.
That was reporter John Lawrenson in France. Now, in theory, the growing shift to e-commerce could present advantages for people with disabilities. But as we've covered on the show in the past, a lot of retail websites aren't optimized for accessibility. Last year, my colleague Kimberly Adams spoke with Josh Bassel, who works with an accessibility company and relies on assistive technologies himself, about how many shopping websites lack basic features to help those with disabilities navigate them. A report from Utah State found more than 96% of the top 1 million homepages still don't comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act. Jesus Alvarado, Rosie Hughes, and Daniel Shin produce our show. Becca Weinman is our engineer. Daisy Palacios is the interim senior producer. Kelly Silvera is our executive producer. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.